Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Welcome back to Get Fit Guy. I'm your host, Dr. Jonathan Sue. Every week, I'll share science-backed tips to help you get fit, stay fit, and optimize performance. It's the first week of 2022, and if this year is anything like previous years, getting in shape and losing weight are the top New Year's resolutions. One reason the holidays are so much fun, at least for me, is because all the rules for exercise and eating right go down the drain for the 6 weeks between Thanksgiving week and the New Year. Chick-fil-A on a weeknight after already having dinner? Yes, please. I'll take a spicy deluxe sandwich with extra pickles, mac and cheese, and a strawberry milkshake. That's a 1,600-calorie snack, and it's only Tuesday. But it's okay, because it's the new year. What better time to shed the aftermath of the holiday gluttony than now? So it's no surprise that gyms across the country are packed as we speak, and will be packed for some time. If you've never stepped foot in a gym before, or it's been a while since you've gone, it can seem like a pretty scary place. Where do I start? Am I doing it right? Are people staring at me? Wouldn't it be nice if you had a quick start guide so you can walk into the gym looking and feeling confident and actually know what you're doing? That's something I wish I had when I started going to the gym over 3 decades ago. In this episode, I'm going to give you the quick and dirty on what to wear, what to bring, when to go, and how to plan your workout so you can kick off your New Year's fitness resolution at the gym the right way. There's a dizzying array of choices when it comes to workout attire. Moisture-wicking and odor-resistance workout clothes are nice to have, but are definitely not a necessity. Run-of-the-mill gym shorts, a t-shirt, and a pair of sturdy trainers, shoes designed for different types of exercises, are all you really need. A sweatshirt or a hoodie is a nice addition when the weather is cold. I'm a believer in packing light when it comes to what to bring to the gym. At the very minimum, I recommend a gym towel, a pair of workout gloves, and a water bottle. In my opinion, the gym towel is the most essential because it can help you stay dry by absorbing excess sweat while minimizing the spread of germs. You don't need a full-size bath towel to wipe off sweat during a good workout, while at the same time, a hand towel would probably be too small. A towel in between the two sizes and made of cotton for maximum absorbency would be adequate. Be sure to wash your towel after every trip to the gym to avoid odors, bacteria, mold, and fungal infections. A pair of workout gloves is important for relieving pressure placed on your hands when lifting weights and preventing calluses from developing. Workout gloves can also increase stability of your grip and help you hold onto the weights for a longer period of time. Also important is a water bottle filled with cool water to help you stay hydrated. Although gyms typically have water fountains, it's not something I'm completely comfortable using during the pandemic. Plus, you don't want to jump off the treadmill every time you need a sip of water. There's really no optimal time to exercise, so the best time to go to the gym is whenever you're willing and able. Gyms are pretty busy right after the new year, and stepping into a crowded gym can really hinder your workout. If you want to avoid spending half your time at the gym waiting for equipment to open up, here are the best times to go to avoid the crowd. 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. I started going to the gym around this time when I was in the 7th grade, and I can't recall it ever being really busy. That said, I realized that I'm not really a morning workout person, so these days, you'll find me still in bed around this time. 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Most people are at work during this time, so you'll have the gym all to yourself. 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Again, most people are at work during this time, which means no wasting time waiting for equipment to open up. After 8:30 p.m. This is a good time to go to the gym because the after-work exercise crowd is typically gone by now. Just make sure you don't exercise too close to bedtime or you might not be able to fall asleep.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
As you can see, most people try to hit up the gym right before work, during lunchtime, or right after work. You can beat the crowd by avoiding these times. Personally, I would do my best to avoid the crowd by going to the gym super early or super late if the 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. or 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. timeframes are not doable. Speaking from experience, it's not worth going to the gym if I'm spending half my time waiting for equipment to open up. Let's talk about what a simple and effective workout plan should look like. I recommend exercising 3 to 5 days a week and spending no more than 50 to 60 minutes from start to finish. Just like how a good story should have a beginning, middle, and end, a good workout plan should have a warm-up, exercise, and cool-down. The easiest way to warm up is by working up a sweat for about 10 minutes on the stationary bike, elliptical, or rower. Start off at a lower intensity level and gradually increase your intensity over 10 minutes until you break a sweat. A warm-up will help you prepare your body for higher intensity level exercise so you can avoid injuries and optimize performance. It's especially important to warm up when the weather is cold, like it is during this time of year. After you've broken a sweat with your warm-up, it's time to ease into the meat and potatoes of your workout. This might be a 20 to 30 minute cardio session where you try to maintain a challenging pace on the stationary bike, elliptical, rower, or another piece of cardio equipment. Or it might be a 20 to 30 minute resistance training session where you perform 3 sets of 10 repetitions of 1 or 2 exercises from each of the categories. Lower body, such as lunges, squats, or leg curls. Upper body push, such as push-ups, flat chest press, or incline chest press. Upper body pull, such as cable or dumbbell rows, lat pull-downs, or T-bar rows. Shoulder, such as the shoulder press or upright row. My favorite way to conclude a workout is to spend about 10 or 15 minutes stretching the major muscles of the body. Try performing the following stretches on both sides of the body for about 30 seconds. Quad stretch, hamstring stretch, calf stretch, chest stretch, lat stretch, upper trap stretch. If you need help with these workouts or want to take your fitness routine to the next level, stay tuned to Get Fit Guy every week for more fitness tips. I'm going to have a lot of advice for beginners and experts alike. So whether you're just starting out or you're a gym rat like me, I'm going to have some great episodes for you. Let's put this knowledge to use with a 5-day gym challenge. Over the next 5 days, your challenge is to hit up the gym for 4 days, alternating between cardio days and resistance training days. Give it a try and let me know how you feel by emailing me at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com or leaving me a voicemail at 510-353-3104. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Nathan Semmes, with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulis. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. And our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.